analysis, and with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And once again, we welcome you back to Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. The girls' state basketball tournament.
When you work with an independent
for 2017, and tonight it's a Class 3A state semifinal, as it'll be the number 2 rated team going up against the number 3 rated team in 3A. It'll be number 2 Pocahontas taking on number 3 Center Point Urbana. Welcome in, Scott Unash, along with former Prairie coach Steve Dozer, with you courtside here from the Well, as we get ready for what should be a fantastic contest as Pocahontas taking on Center Point Urbana. The two teams coming in, the winner will take on Sioux Center. Another big victory for the number one rated unbeaten Warriors as they top Cherokee 81-56. That took place just a little bit ago. We get ready for a battle between two of the best players in the state of Iowa. More on that coming up in a little bit. But CPU comes in 22-3 on the year. They are the runners-up in the Western Division of the WAMAC Conference. And they were second place behind the Marion Indians, who are going to be playing in the 4A semifinals coming up tomorrow. Well, Pocahontas comes in at 25-1, and they are the defending state champions in Class 3A. And, of course, we mentioned two of the top talents in the state of Iowa. You got to start with Ellie Ruffridge, though. Ellie Ruffridge, the state's all-time leading scorer. She did that with a free throw against Manson Northwest Webster earlier on this year. That's for five-player, of course, state's all-time five-player leader. Not only that, she's also the all-time assist leader for the state of Iowa. Just think about that and wrap your arms around that. Four-year starter Pocahontas, only 5'4". She's going to be going to play basketball at Missouri State next year. And, of course, Allie Wooldridge for CPU, the 6-foot junior forward, going to be going to play her college basketball in a couple years at the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay, a very good program in the mid-major ranks as far as college basketball on the women's side is concerned. But it's an interesting Pocahontas team, Steve. They won the state championship last year. You take a look at them. If you were at your typical high school on a Friday night and they got off the bus and you didn't know any better, you wouldn't think much of them because they don't look like a whole lot. They're not real tall. They don't look real athletic, but you watch them play, and there was not a better team in the state of Iowa last year that moved the ball better, played as a unit, and knew where each other was better than Pocahontas.
Well, obviously, they're team-oriented because, you know, they're shooting, they're averaging 20 assists a game. I mean, that's insane to have a team order average 20 assists a game and, oh, yeah, 17 steals a game. I was standing over there earlier by that team, and you look, I'm like, man, I'm taller than every one of these people. And you do look at them, you're like, you know, these guys, but everybody talks about them and says that, you know, have you seen Ruffridge play? And everybody, you know, you got to watch her. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. But, you know, it's a very skilled team as well, Scott. They're shooting 50% from the field, 76% from the free throw line. So Center Point's going to have their hands full. But, you know, Woolridge is going to be one to lead the charge for Center Point today.
530 assists to 234 turnovers this year for Pocahontas. And you couple that with 459 steals. They get a lot of easy shots in transition, so CPU must take care of the basketball here tonight. It's not all Ellie Ruffridge, but she averages 30.4 points a game, shoots 58% from the field, 53% from three-point land, 89% from the free throw line. Ruffridge also with 194 assists this year to 46 turnovers and 126 steals. She's blocked a couple shots at 5'4". As well, she will go up against Allie Wooldridge and the rest of the CPU Storm and Pointers. Wooldridge going to the University of Wisconsin Green Bay in a couple of years, the 6-footer averaging about 13 points a game and 7 boards per contest. But it's a CPU team that's well rounded. They will go deep off the bench, and I think what's gotten the Storm and Pointers to this point of the season here, Steve, is the fact that Woolridge doesn't have to do all of it on her own now. Catcher is picked up for game. Olivia Brecht is averaging almost 10 points a game. Callan Fox in there, and then coming off the bench with all kinds of firepower, Favors and Wilson and Milliken and people like that. It's a 10-person rotation for head coach Philip Kleck.
Well, you know, the years we went to state, Scott, our kids averaged 9, 10 points.
Yep.
You didn't need to have kids having that one player. And that's the same thing what's going on with Center Point right now. Yeah, and Woolridge is getting some help. You know, she's getting a lot of help right now. So you got a lot of kids that are averaging 8 points or more, and that's a good sign for a team. And we've seen them play, and, you know, last year they're pretty good, and we're like, wow, yeah, they're pretty good. And this year you go, wow, they've improved again. So, and here they are. And they're in a tough conference, which will help them today. I mean, playing in the WAMAC and the teams that they have, this will definitely help their cause.
What do you do against Ellie Ruffridge and Pocahontas? That is the $64,000 question coming in. They've seen every type of defense known to mankind to try to stop Ellie Ruffridge throughout the years. Clear Lake tried a double. They tried to face guard. But then when you do that, Ruffridge only had 9 in the win against Clear Lake in the first round. It was the rest of the supporting cast that picked her up. And that supporting cast, led by Faith and Grace Meyer, the two twins for Pocahontas, both seniors, averaging double figures. Faith at 13.2, Grace at just under 10 points per ball game, and then Peyton Cheerlead as well, a 5'9" senior all-tournament a year ago. She averages 12 points a game this year for this Pocahontas basketball team. High school basketball tonight presented by First Federal Credit Union. Big thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Shellstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping out. We do appreciate it. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com. That's firstfedcu.com. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Pocahontas, red and black, their team colors for the Indians. They're actually Pocahontas area. It's Pocahontas, the old Pomeroy Palmer. So there's some basketball blood, Palmer and Pomeroy, with some big-time basketball tradition.
Not Troy only Skinner, on the, right?
Yeah.
Troy Skinner.
And Pearson, of course, on
Iowa
the boys'
State.
Side.
Yep.
But some good girls' basketball teams as well. They're from Pocahontas County, of course, and they were in first place, the champions of the Twin Lakes Conference this year. Let's go ahead and set the lineups. First of all, for the visitors, that will be Pocahontas at 25-1. And they will go with this lineup tonight. It'll be basically 4 guards and 1 forward. Faith Meyer at 1 guard, the 5'8 senior. And Meyer averaging 13.2 points per ball game. Also at a guard, Peyton Cheerlead, 5'9 senior, averaging 12 points and about 3.5 boards a game. The third guard will be Grace Meyer, 5'9 and a senior. Grace Meyer at 9.2 per ball game. And, of course, the all-stater, the all-everything, the cover girl of the program for the girls' state basketball tournament, Ellie Ruffridge, the 5'4 senior, averaging 30.4 points per ball game, headed to Missouri State for her college basketball career. And she is a 5'4 senior. And the head coach for Pocahontas is Robert Maskey. For Center Point, Urbana, the home team, 22-3 on the year, rated third in Class 3A. Out of Linn County and the WAMAC Conference. They will go with this lineup. It'll be the 3 guards, 25 Olivia Brecht at 5'6 and a junior. And Brecht averaging 9.6 points and just under 2 boards a game. Also at a guard, it'll be Lamia Sisk, 5'6 and a junior. 8.1 points per ball game for Sisk. And number 4, Adriana Catcher, 5'9 freshman, averaging just under 9 points a game. And then up front, it'll be 44, Callan Fox at 5'11. And Fox, a sophomore, 7 points, 3.5 boards a game. And Allie Woolridge, the 6-foot junior, at 13 a game and 7 boards per contest. For Center Point Urbana, they are coached by Philip Klett. And, of course, a great coaching staff that he's put together, which includes Doug Arnold and Andy Woolridge. CPU will be in the home white with the black numbers, black letters trimmed in gold, and CPU across the front, while Pocahontas will be in their road blacks with the white lettering trimmed in red, the red numbers with the white trim. As we are set to get the lineups introduced here to the crowd, good contingent from Center Point Urbana tonight.
Yeah, great contingent, and it's fun to see that. You know, some of the smaller towns, they really pack them in, and Pocahontas, too. Wow. Full house and both communities. So fun to see. You know, and something, too, Scott, I wanted to talk about, too. You look at Pocahontas' lineup, what grade do you see? Senior. We don't see that anymore, and that's I'm really excited to see that you got all these seniors out, and bodes well.
Ellie Ruffridge being introduced right now to the big crowd here at Wells Fargo Arena, Des Moines. Back with you tomorrow morning as well with a couple of Class 4A games, as it'll be Xavier at 10 o'clock in the morning. We'll be on the air at 9:45, and that'll be followed by Marion at Pella. Olivia Alders, the other starter, along with Jerlyn Faith and Grace Meyer and Ellie Ruffridge for Pocahontas. For CPU, catcher Sisk, Brecht, Woolridge, and Fox. You mentioned five seniors. This is the end of the run for Pocahontas area. They've won a state championship. They've been to a couple state tournaments. They've been to nine altogether, three in a row. They've got one championship. They'd like to go out with another one, but CPU is not lost as Pocahontas to a 3A school this year.
No, and when you're seniors, too, you say, you know, this is your last year doing it, and you spent a lot of time together. These girls have spent many years together playing basketball, and if you're CPU, they have nothing to lose. I mean, they had a great year. They got a chance to win, and, oh, yeah, everyone's back for them next year. So this is just another step for Center Point right now, and they could take a big step today with a win here.
You got the veteran team against the young squad, but both have state tournament experience. Officials, as assigned by the girls' union, are Todd Thompson, Kurt Walderbach, and Ben Haug. And we're underway. CPU wins the tap, and they will get the ball first. They go to the basket to our right, and Pocahontas right away coming up with a steal. First turnover of the ball game, long up court pass to Ellie Ruffridge. She'll take it into the lane. Leaner got blocked from behind out of bounds. Good block there by Callan Fox, and it will stay with Pocahontas.
And both teams right out of the gate, Scott. Very aggressive, loose ball. They're all diving.
Well, Pocahontas does well. You put the ball on the floor, they are going to be like gnats and get it. There's the inbounds and a foul on CPU. As going to the line is going to be Faith Meyer. And Olivia Brecht will pick up the foul, her first. Pocahontas goes to the free throw line a ton for a team that's not real tall. The first free throw spins out for Faith Meyer. 5'8 senior for the defending state champions. Shoots 71%. This team shoots 76%.
That's amazing.
As a squad. 1-0, one free throw, full court pressure put on.
1-2-1-1, full court press.
And they are very good at it. Up court, center point Urbana. Woolridge playing on the perimeter, over to Sisk. They leave her open for the jumper, missed it badly. And the rebound out of there to Ruffridge. Pinballs around. Now brings it up long, up sideline pass. Gets it over to Faith Meyer. It's going to be Sisk on her. Ruffridge going to be picked up by Brecht. On the drive, in all the way. The bounce pass from block to block, stolen away by Lamia Sisk. Up court it comes. They got a 2-on-1. Brecht all the way in. Leaner up and an offensive foul on Brecht. Ran over Jerlin.
I didn't even hear the whistle so loud.
And Brecht's got two already. And Maddie Wilson will make an early entry into the CPU lineup. Wilson, a 5'5 sophomore, averaging 6 points off the bench for the Storm and Pointers. Here comes Grace Meyer on the drive, in all the way. Missed the layup, though. Rebound, fought for. Pocahontas gets it. Out to Ruffridge. Her three is short. Woolridge the board for CPU. Long up court pass. Chased down. They got a 2-on-1. Cross lane bounce pass stolen away. You got to go up with it against this team, and they're going to steal the basketball.
Yeah, I tell you, you bring it down anywhere at your waist, it's going to be taken from you.
Ruffridge crossover on the drive, charging on Ruffridge as Callan Fox took the charge.
Yeah, and you know, we talked about the last couple games. You don't see anybody staying in to take a charge. And I always thought as a coach, if it's a 50-50 decision, reward the defender.
Inbound, Sisk gets it back to Woolridge. With her height, I think Woolridge can have a big night tonight. But CPU's got to be patient.
Yeah, they need to work it around and let their offense work for them.
Fox looking inside. Now goes baseline. Cut off. Back it comes to Woolridge. Puts it on the floor. Couple of crossover dribbles. Now takes it out front. Over on the right wing. Holding it outside. Adriana Catcher. She's been playing very well as of late for center point Urbana. Over to Sisk at the far side. They'll clear it out for her. Spin move down low. Turnaround shot. Good. Sisk got the roll. And CPU with the 2-1 lead.
Yeah, it's a good start for them, working their offense, working the ball around, and working for a good shot.
Faith Meyer up ahead. The pass inside. They try to get to Alders, and it's tipped out of bounds. Good defense. The overplay there by Woolridge. And it'll be pokey ball. They'll inbound right of the glass looking in. With Grace Meyer. It gets it in. They'll clear it out for Ruffridge. Still circle right with it. Over in the corner. Nice ball fake. Drive in. Kick to Ruffridge. Top of the key. Open three. And you can pretty much ring it up.
That barely even touched the net. That was a... all net there.
4-2. Cross-court pass. Tipped and loose. Picked up on the floor by CPU. And the Stormont Pointers with it. Woolridge on the drive all the way in and scores. And that's what she can do tonight.
Yeah. And she goes up with such power, too. You have to follow her big time or she's going to make it.
Allers with the running layup on the other end. I think it's going to be hard for CPU to press this team.
It's going to be hard, and CPU's got to slow it down when they're breaking the press, because they tell you what, Pocahontas is coming at them from all angles.
6-4, Pocahontas out in front. Frenetic pace to this one early. Lamia Sisk will take a seat for center pointer Banna, and Katie Milliken coming in. Shot no good. CPU had the rebound. It goes out of bounds. Going to be Indian basketball. And now Reagan Defoe will come in. They're going to throw different people at Ellie Ruffridge.
They're going to try anything they can at Ellie Ruffridge. And thing is, other players getting involved, Scott. They're averaging, 10, 12 points, and that's the thing. How do you guard them all?
Half-court trap. Kick to the far side. Three-pointer up and good by Jerlin. 5'9 senior Jerlin, double-figure score, and it's 9-4 Pocahontas. Long up court pass to Defoe for CPU. Back out to Maddie Wilson on the right wing. They drop it inside to Woolridge. Turns at the free throw line. They double her. Back to catcher for three. Front iron, no. And the rebound to Faith Meyer. Meyer bringing it up in a hurry. On the power dribble. Got tripped up from behind. They're going to have to get a foul here on Maddie Wilson. That was too bad. They just got their feet tangled up, but you got to call it.
Yep. Boy, I'm impressed with how both teams came out of the gate, Scott. Both aggressive and both getting after it. And a lot of times you see more of a slow it down pace and feel each other out type of deal.
Another three off the inbound by Ruffridge. She's got her second and she's got six. And it's 12-4 Pocahontas. Woolridge off the clear out, bringing it up. Leaves it for catcher, circles down the lane. She got bumped and fouled. And the foul is going to be an Ashland Wiedauer, who checked into the lineup.
And I like what Center Point's doing. They're working their offense, and they're being aggressive when the lane's there to take it right at them, and that's what they need to do. The height advantage right now is, just because of Woolridge is a size match for them. They just work it around, get good shots, and get more involved around the block.
Catcher 52%, CPU 66%. It's catcher gets one out of two. And it's 12-5 game. CPU still going to press there. They're going to change too much here, they said. Going to go with, it's gotten them two here. Roll a Ruffridge all the way around. Gets it up top. And a reach foul going to be called on catcher. And it's already four team fouls on the Stormont Pointers. And it'll be Pocahontas ball just under there. The halfway mark here in the game's first quarter. 12-5, Pocahontas on top. Stop and go move, Ruffridge on the drive all the way in and scores.
Yeah, they're going to have to figure her out. They're going to have to do something because right now she's getting a couple good looks and she's going to knock them down every time.
She's got eight on three field goals. Wilson standing dribble out front, driving and angling right of the lane, leaves it for Defoe. Cross-court pass. Pocahontas man-to-man, but they're doubling Woolridge pretty much where she goes. Woolridge spins in the lane, got doubled, got poked away, and we got a jump ball, and it's going to go to Pocahontas.
Yeah, I tell you what, the minute she put the ball down, Scott, they're coming at her. She's going into the lane, and you got 4 or 6 hands in there on her, and that's going to be all day. If I'm center point, you're going to want to put her back against the basket a little bit and look for a mismatch down low as well.
I was just going to say, you got to get her and post her inside first, but you got to get the ball to her.
Yeah, I mean, if she can establish the inside, that's going to change things for her and her teammate and then bring it back out.
Now, do you understand now what I was trying to explain to you all day about Pocahontas?
Yes. I mean, you look at her and you're like, she's averaging what? She's leading the state. Yeah.
31 points a game.
And then you watch them. They play well together.
The whole team.
They play well together. And that's any team, Scott, that has 20 assists a game, I mean, that's ridiculous. You do not see that. And that tells you how well they share the basketball.
Jocelyn Johnson will check in, a 5'7 junior. Pocahontas doesn't go real deep. They'll go about 7 deep, and that is about it. Ruffridge will walk it up. Comes off the high ball screen. Sisk back in the ball game. A step back three. Up front iron. No. And Woldridge the rebound. Outlet pass is tipped. Those active hands for Pocahontas. And another CPU turnover. But Indians give it right back. Lamia Sisk up court. They let Sisk go. Drives in. High floater good for Lamia.
Yeah, that's a good steal by her and the transition and take it herself.
3 minutes to play. And we've got a kick ball at the center line. It'll stay with Pocahontas. 14-7, Indians out in front with 2:59 to play here in the first. And it will be Faith Meyer inbound. Grace Meyer in there, Jurlid in there as well. Ruffridge, little stop and go dribble. Kick to the corner, now back it comes to Ellie. Goes crossover, drives, gets a double team. Kick outside, three is an air ball, but tipped out of bounds off a hand of the Stormont Pointers. Katie Milliken last to touch it. And Pocahontas to inbound. They'll throw it out deep. Faith Meyer up top. Gets it to Ruffridge. Angles right with a dribble. Going to be Sisk on her. Stop and go dribble. Takes it inside. Lost it out of bounds. Tried to go baseline and was nothing there.
Yeah, she thought she had something and ran out of real estate. And center point did a nice job closing the passing lanes.
Inbounds pass tip. Maddie Wilson comes away with it. Crossover dribble into the front court in a hurry. Three on two. No look pass to the sideline. Out of bounds. Off the hands of Reagan Dufault.
How many hands have we seen touch the ball already for Pocahontas defensively?
About 100.
Yeah, they really come after when that ball hits the floor.
Jurlid back in after a short breather for Pocahontas. They'll go with the spread court here. In the look, Meyer on the drive, kick to the baseline, open jumper, up no good that time by Olivia Allers, and the rebound out of there to Woldridge. Woldridge going one-on-one and driving a kick out to Sis, takes a free throw line, out it comes, Wilson, three-pointer, curls in and out, no good, rebound Ruffridge. Good block out,
wow,
great
pass
up court, and the layup in and out, no good though by Jurlin. CPU caught a break.
Oh, they did. That was a great timing pass by Ruffridge.
14-7. CPU down by 7 with the basketball. Woolrich sets the screen for Wilson. They overload the near side. Circling left with it. Milliken takes it about the right free throw line. Now back out top. Sisk in there. Dufault and Allie Woolrich for CPU. Pass inside to Dufault. Back it comes to Sisk. With a minute 30 to play, CPU being patient here. Woolridge in the high post. Goes crossover a couple times. Woolridge on the drive. Leaner up. No, but drew the foul.
Yeah, you know, and she does a good job. Woolridge does a great job getting to the rim, but she loves facing the basket. I mean, that's her game. She loves facing the basket.
Grace Meyer picks up her first. Right there, that is the offense the CPU has to use in this game tonight.
Yep, for sure. She's got to get to the line. And she's got to also, you know, do some things different down below. Teammates got to find her. And, again, we talk about this. The teams that have some stars, so to speak, other ones got to step up. So I'll be curious tonight to see who else steps up besides Woolridge.
Second four, Woolridge. Too strong, no good. Got her first, missed her second. And it's 14-8, six-point lead. On the drive, Meyer cut off. Gets it up top to Jurlid. Now to Meyer for three. Back iron, no. Woolridge, the rebound. Good outlet pass up ahead to Adriana Catcher. She'll hold, wait for some teammates. Back to Woolridge. She'll set up for three up the front iron. No, and Ruffridge. The rebound at 5-4. Ruffridge, long angle pass to the corner. Right back it comes to Ellie. Cross court, Faith Meyer. As Pocahontas will work the perimeter. They are a perimeter team. No doubt. Nice crossover dribble. Meyer got double teamed. And, oh, reach foul on center pointer Banna. I think on Sisk.
Yeah, Ruffridge is leading her team right now in rebounding. So she's a tough little kid.
Lamia Sisk did pick up that foul. Callen Fox back into the game now for CPU. Behind the screen, Ruffridge, three-pointer good. That was an NBA three.
Yeah, that was about a 24-foot shot, too, and just a quick release.
Her dad's an assistant coach on this team. She spent a ton of time in the gym, and a nice running layup by Adriana Catcher, who's got three. 20 seconds to play, and Pocahontas will go for the last shot, up seven. Meyer driving a kick to the corner. Jurland three, in and out, no good. They look at the rebound, though, and the putback try, no. And a rebounding foul on Pocahontas. As Callan Fox got the board.
Well, 11 and a half seconds here going into the quarter break right now. And so center point's got a chance to get a nice look. You're seeing full court pressure again, 1-2-1-1.
And Grace Myers got two fouls now. One thing for Pocahontas, they are not a deep team. They get into foul trouble, that could be a problem. CPU breaking the pressure. Catcher all the way up. Nice head and shoulder fake and a score. 4 seconds to play. Refrich crosses half court, lets it fly, and it's off the front iron, no good. At the end of the quarter.
That was good.
After one, it's Pocahontas 17, center point Urbana 12. We'll come back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to Girls State Tournament Basketball here at KGYM.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah, your toilet's definitely clogged, but I think I found the problem. Sir, is this your action figure?
Yes, I sent him in to check out the pipes.
As a small business owner, you've got enough to deal with. Let the experts at Progressive insure your business so you can focus on more important things. With over 30 commercial, auto, and business coverage options, we'll build a plan that's right for you.
I got something else. Are these toy cars?
Had to send in backup.
Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Second quarter underway for the Girls State Basketball Tournament. CPU with the basketball. Nice high-low look inside. Layup good. As they get it to Sydney Bavers, who just checked in for the first time, the 5'7 junior. And that is what CPU needs to do.
They do, and that's the best their offense, you know, look, series look this half so far.
Reference spins. Meyer over into the corner. Wide open three, up and good.
All right. They move the ball around so well.
Whitehour got the three-pointer, and it's 2014 in favor of Pocahontas. Right now, Pokey shooting 33%, CPU 50%. But Pocahontas with a lot more tries. Sis got the clear out on the drive all the way in. Too strong in the layup. Fox got the weak side board, but got tied up. And the arrow will give it to the Indians. Every time you put it on the floor, every time you bring it down, they're going to be there.
And it's not just two hands, Scott. It's four or six hands that are coming after him.
Turnover number seven against the Stormin' Pointers. We'll set the lineups for you coming up in a moment. Ruffridge with the stutter dribble going right. Step back 17-footer swished right through from the right wing.
I would not want to play her horse.
Nope.
You would never get to shoot.
13 for Ellie Ruffridge, the state's all-time leading scorer. 8-point lead just like that and a steal. Jurland's got a breakaway and got it.
Yeah, and center point can't afford to have those unforced turnovers.
And going to be a 30-second timeout taken by Pocahontas here by Robert Maskey, their head coach. As Pocahontas with a 24-14 lead, which is now their biggest of the ball game. When CPU is patient, when they have ball reversal, when they post a player up inside, they're 3-for-3.
Yeah, and you know, Woolridge does such a good job facing the basket, but I'd love to see a little high-low with her in there You know, you can work some high-low with her at the block, and I think that you'd have an opportunity. Or her at the elbow throwing the ball inside their teammate, high-low. But I think high-low right now would be an opportunity for them.
Back into the ball game, Olivia Allers for Pocahontas. Ruffridge in there along with Wiedauer and the Myers. Nope, Jurlett in there along with number 10, Grace Meyer. No, we'll get it. That's Faith Meyer in there, number 3, not number 10. Grace in on the bench with 2. Here's the 3, put up no good from the corner by Babers, and the rebound out of there to Faith Meyer. Up ahead, Ruffridge fakes the 3, drives, kicks it cross court. Back up top, Faith Meyer driving left of the lane. Gets cut off, hand back to Ruffridge. Fakes the 3, and look who's on her right now.
I was just going to say, they got Woolridge on
Allie
her.
Allie Woolridge is on her. She'll step back, shoot over, and got it anyway.
She said, you're going to try me next? Go ahead and guard me. I dare you.
Center point has stayed in the man-to-man the whole time. It's 27-14. Woolridge in the high post. Gets it over to Olivia Breck, who's back into the ballgame. Breck puts it on the floor, circles left, takes a free throw line. Kick to the corner now to Woolridge. With Faith Meyer on her. Should be able to take her inside. Lost her footing. Kicks it to Babers for the open 3. Going to be short. And catcher trying for the save and got it to Callan Fox. Fox, her pull-up jumper is going to be off. No. And the rebound to Ruffridge. Mentioned she's pretty good rebound as well. Great pass up ahead. Pump fake. Layup good by Jurlett. Timeout. CPU. As it was a 17-14 game, and that is a 12-0 run right now, Steve, by Pocahontas.
Well, it all starts with how they're off. I mean, they pushed the ball up, Scott. You know, we talked about 20 assists. Well, they moved that ball so well, everybody in their team has open shots because how quick they moved that ball around the perimeter.
I mean, it's a pleasure to watch. It really is.
Boy.
It's
the ultimate. Not if you're center point, but I tell you what, it is fun to watch and how they move and distribute.
It's the ultimate in team basketball.
Absolutely. And,
with a superstar.
Well, yeah, with a superstar. And she's passing all over the place to get her teammates involved. And obviously she understands that's what it takes to win. And when you see Ruffridge, too, you know, she's leading her team and tied for most rebounds for this game with 4. And that just kind of tells you. And you watch her eyes. She's just constantly looking. And to watch the guards and the ball puts the floor, those guards just smell it like blood, and they come right after that ball.
And they do it without fouling.
Absolutely. I mean, they do it how they should be doing it in a game, and they're not reaching. They're going for the ball.
If you're Philip Collette at CPU, aside from getting that half-court offense going, I don't know what you're going to do defensively, but I'm sure they talked about that during the timeout. Babers takes it, free throw line. Cross-court pass to Olivia Brecht in there along with Woolridge, Fox, and Adriana Catcher. There's the pick and roll underneath the Woolridge. They doubled her for a moment. Puts it on the floor. Brecht, bullet pass inside. On the right block, Fox posting up and shoots and scores. And another inside paint bucket for CPU. 29-16. 4:20 to play. Layup good by Ruffridge. A stop-and-go move and went around the catcher.
Well, and there was nobody to help. Nobody to help.
Because of spread court.
Oh, they spread it out, and it's tough because she'll find the open shooter, you give up that. Or do you help get in the lane, she'll find a shooter, or do you stay on the shooter outside, she's going to take it to the hole. So that's, you know, what do you do? Because she's going to find, if you sink in and help, she'll find the open player, trust me.
Allers comes out, and Kenzie Sullivan into the game now for Pocahontas. As Ruffridge got the free throw. Ruffridge already with 18, and it's 32-16 as Pocahontas has doubled it up. On the drive, running layup, no good, too strong off the glass. And we've got, a timeout taken by Pocahontas. Going to be a 30-second timeout. They got the rebound, and instead of having a jump ball, they chose to go the timeout route.
Well, that's just smart, too. And you don't want to give turnovers away when you're going after the ball and you could get a turnover. But, you know, right now, if you're center point, they have to figure out a defensive strategy. And it's not easy. How do you figure out a defensive strategy on Ruffridge? But they need to figure out something because she's one that gets everybody involved or she can take over herself. And it's, remember, obviously, Marcus Paige. If he needed to score more, he'd do it. If he needed to pass more, he's doing that. And that's kind of where I see Rutgers right now. She'll do whatever she needs to do for her team.
That is a very good adage right there. Ruffridge will walk it up, 32-16.
And same number as Marcus Page.
Ruffridge all the way around. Got bumped, but they're going to say play on, and she lost it out of bounds. Fifth turnover for Pocahontas to 7, make it 8 for CPU. And Breck will walk it up for the Stormin' Pointers. Breck dumps it inside to Fox. 10-footer off the glass. Good for Callen Fox, who's got 2 buckets in a row.
Yeah, and that's where you make your hay for center point, get in the lane.
32-18, Ruffridge out front. Maddie Wilson going to be on her. Gets a nice high ball screen, and then Woolridge comes up with a steal. Great bounce pass ahead to Wilson, but had it knocked away from behind. They got a foul, though, on Gerland. That'll be her first 15th foul, and free throws coming up for Maddie Wilson.
Yeah, that was a good outlet by Woolridge. Saw that, got the steal, threw it up just perfect, and get a foul out of that for free throws.
At the line, Maddie Wilson, 67% on the season coming into the girls' state tournament, but misses the first one. 32-18 lead right now for Pocahontas. CPU led once in this game. Wilson with one more. It's up and off the right side, no good. Rebounded by Faith Meyer. Ruffridge directing traffic as she takes it across the timeline. They'll work the deep weave up front with Faith Meyer circling left. She'll pull up. Had her shot blocked by Fox. But then Fox put it on the floor, and there they are with all those arms. Goes out of bounds. Going to be CPU ball, though.
Boy, you cannot rest for 1 second with the defense Pocahontas brings that. You cannot relax when you have the ball. You got to be strong with the ball.
Wilson walks it across and the center line. Off the clear out, Woolridge goes one-on-one. Goes back door. Nice feed, but the layup no good. Rebound. They fight for it out of bounds. Couple players dive for it. And it's going to go to Pocahontas. As Ollers will come back in for Pokey, and Lamia Sisk coming back in for center point Urbana. Sisk had a good first quarter with a couple of field goals.
Yeah, for sure.
2:58 to play and counting.
We have a new player on her again. Now they're switching on everything.
Meyer on the drive. Takes it left block. Kick back out to Ruffridge now. Going to be catcher on her. Tried to bounce it inside. Got it back. Puts up the three. Got it again.
Oh, man.
22 for Ruffridge. On her way maybe to a record performance. They double. Kick back to Woolridge. Cross court, Brecht on the drive, all the way in. Split a double team, lost it, picked up by Woolridge for the easy layup.
Yeah, good anticipation by Woolridge on that missed shot.
2:20 to play, first half, 35-20, Pocahontas. Ruffridge looking at the bench, standing dribble. Sisk on it right now, had some breathing room, turned down the shot, gets it over to Ollers now. Right back it comes to Ellie, circling left, off the ball screen. There's that stop and go dribble, all the way in. Can't get the layup to go, though. And Woolridge with the rebound. Woolridge might have to get a little bit more selfish, and she'll take it in all the way and drew the foul.
Yeah, she's going to have to get more selfish because right now they're going to need her to be aggressive to the rim.
And it'll be on Faith Meyer. Her first 16 foul, and Allie Woolridge to the line for center point Urbana with 2. First one up and good. Harley Milliken back into the lineup for center point Urbana. Minute 54 to play in the half. Free throw number 2 is up and good by Woolridge. And Allison now in the ball game with 7. So Carly Milliken, as I mentioned, back into the ball game. Up front, Faith Meyer kicks it over to Ruffridge behind the screen. 3, missed it. And Fox had the rebound, lost it out of bounds. Got a little push from behind there that wasn't called by Wiedauer. But it will stay with Pocahontas. Looking. They go back door to Ruffridge and got fouled. just went right around Sisk on that weak side.
Well, and she's so quick at the first step, and if you're not ready in that first step, she's by you, and that's exactly what happened there.
And two shots coming up for Ellie Ruffridge. You can look away, you can read a book, you might as well do your taxes when she shoots the free throws because they're going to go in.
Yeah, almost like her threes.
Sisk picked up her second, so she will go to the bench for Philip Klett. Minute 37 to play. Second one, Woolridge right through. Or Ruffridge. You got Ruffridge and Woolridge. That's tough. 37-22, 15-point Pocahontas lead. Over to the far side, Baver fakes. Gets the box high post, holds it there. With Jurlid on her. Over it comes to Breck. Open three. Front iron no. Weak side rebound fought for. Pocahontas gets it. Jurlid long up court pass off the hands of an Indian. Chased down by Meyer in the corner to Ruffridge. Right back it comes to Ruffridge. Turns for three. Got it again.
What a quick shot. She passed it. Got it right back and up it goes. Nothing but net.
Sixth triple for Ellie Ruffridge. 27 in the first half. Here's Fox for three. No. Then you start playing their game.
That's what's happening right now.
40-22. Under a minute to play here in the first half. And Ruffridge just going to hold it out front for Pocahontas. Coming out there to pick her up is Carly Milliken. 25 seconds to play. No second count on. Comes off the ball screen, and then Fox will assume the chase.
You come out on her, she's going to beat you to the rim.
She's got the pull-up. She's got the set shot coming off the screen. She's got that killer soft shot. There it is again for three. Right now it's a clinic. 43-22, half-court shot.
Oh!
And the horn by Woolridge. Pulls up from half-court and banked it in.
That was exciting. Two threes to end in all within 2 seconds.
Halftime score, Pocahontas, 43, and center pointer Banna, 25. We'll come back, talk halftime with you from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Right after this, you're listening to coverage of the Girls' State Basketball Tournament on KGYM.
AutoZone presents Bumps in the Road. Worn shocks and struts can turn simple bumps into a dangerous problem. And if your car nosedives when you stop, you might need new shocks or struts. Right now, when you buy three qualifying Gabriel shocks or struts, you'll get a fourth one free by mail-in rebate. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can, at First Federal Credit Union, with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back with you at halftime at the Girls State Basketball Tournament. Our high school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. An 18-point lead for Pocahontas at halftime over center point Urbana, 43-25. And that is with an Allison Woolridge banked half-court three at the buzzer for CPU. But welcome to the Ellie Ruffridge Show.
Well, and this is the Ellie Ruffridge Show. Well, in my time, I've seen a lot of good basketball players. I've coached a lot of good basketball players. I have not seen a basketball player like that. And that can do so many things with the ball in her hand, can do things without it, get teammates involved. The way she gets her team involved, the way she scores the basketball, just unbelievable.
Well, she's beyond description because there's never been anyone like her at 5'4". And the ability to do everything that she does. And like I said, that's what makes it very difficult to even describe just what you're seeing out there. 30-point half. She's on her way to a record performance tonight.
Well, I'd be curious what the 5-on-5 record is, because I tell you what, whatever it is, she's got a chance to beat it.
Waukee dance team performing here at halftime. Center point Urbana. Obviously, Philip Klett, they need to do some things differently in the second half, and I'm not sure what that's going to be as far as this one is concerned.
I've got Ann Woolridge, mother of Allison Woolridge, out there doing a little shooting for this contest. Love it. Yeah, you know, if you're Coach Klett right now you have to do something different, because I don't know what you do, because she's just so talented. You stop her, put two on her, she will find the person that's open, and they will be successful. So but they're going to have to come up with some kind of game plan to change it up right now, because they've switched. That hasn't helped. They put different players on. And switching sometimes, Scott, if you switch on every screen, you're going to have a mismatch at some point no matter what. And that's where they've taken care of. They're so worried about the shot.
I think Mrs. Woolridge is taking this seriously.
Yeah, she's
she's going up against Grace and Faith Meyer's mom. And she was a pretty darn good basketball player in her day.
She was. She played at Mount Mercy, and you should see her hit a softball. I've never seen anybody hit a softball like Ann Woolridge either. She's the elementary principal at Center Point.
Ann got done before Meyer did. I don't know if she made more, but we'll see. Halftime scoring looks like this for Pocahontas. Ellie Ruffridge, 30 points. 10 field goals, 7 triples, 3 out of 3 from the free throw line, and a total of 30 points. Peyton Gerland chipping in with 7. 3 for Ashlyn Wiedauer off the bench. Olivia Allers with 2, and Faith Meyer with 1 point in the first half. For Center Point Urbana, for CPU, Allie Woolridge leading the way with 10, including the bank 3 from half court at the halftime break. 5 for Adriana Catcher. Lamia Sisk with 4, Callan Fox with 4, and Sydney Babers with 2. Turnovers, officially they've got CPU with 7. I've got them with 8. And they've got Pocahontas with 6, so I'll add one more to that. Bench scoring right now is 3-2 in favor of Pocahontas. The Indians right now shooting 50% from the field. They are 15 out of 30, 9 of 16, 56% from three-point land. And the free throw line, Pocahontas 4 out of 5 in that first half of play for 80%. Center point Urbana 10 of 25, shooting it at 40%, 1 for 10, though, from three-point range, and 10%, 4 out of 8 from the free throw line so far, and 50% in the ball game. I'll let you go over all the rebounding.
Yeah, right now it's all Pocahontas right now. They have 15 rebounds, 13 defensive and 2 offensive. And Center Point has 10 rebounds with 7 defense and 3 offensive. And, you know, right now Rutledge is leading her team in rebounding as well with 5. So I've never seen a half like that, Scott, ever. I don't know if you and I will see a half like that again from her. But I tell you what, all Center Point needs to do, you know, I'm sure they have different offenses where you can, you know, work it in, work inside more, do some different things outside. So right now they're going to have to go into their offensive arsenal and look at changing some things. And defensively, you know, you're going to have to put your best player on her, and everybody's going to have to be in help mode and hope somebody from the other, or some of her teammates are off, because you know Ruffridge is never going to be off right now the way she's playing. And it's that Michael Jordan in the zone game, and she's in that zone. But I think you gotta stay on Ruffridge, and everybody's got to help, but just take a chance and say, hey, if we're going to get beat tonight, it's not going to be Ruffridge doing it to us this half also.
Thanks to Gina Green, who's doing a great job at the PA. She lets us know that the record for 3A is 46 points from Alexis Conway. Remember MOC Floyd Valley in 2014 when she won Miss Iowa Basketball. And so, got 16 to go yet. for that.
That's like 4 points for you and I probably to get in the game. That is just absolutely an amazing first half of basketball.
Yep, that was against Minneapolis in 2014. The 1A was beaten earlier on this week. The 2A was tied today. Nicole Miller had that. Still has a part of that. Alexis Conway with 46 for MOC Floyd Valley back in 2014. Aubrey Norville for Lewis Central against Xavier, 28 in 2013. It's a 4A record. And then Kira Washman of City High and Allie Disterhoft of Iowa City West shared 31 for the 5A record.
Well, I don't know what it's saying about this week, if it's really good offensive players or really bad defense, but I think it's really good offensive players.
The players are getting better.
Oh, they are, and it's such a night and day, and you can see. And again, players today are making shots with people in their face, and they learned they can score without the basketball, they can move without the basketball. But, yeah, unbelievable, unbelievable first half. But, you know, if you're center point right now, Scott, it's 43-25 at half. But if you're center point, we've seen what a quick start can do and change the momentum of this game. They just need to find a way to get better looks on offense right now and have somebody just lock on with Ruffridge.
Halftime score, 43-25 in favor of Pocahontas. Coming up tomorrow morning, more basketball. We got a bright and early doubleheader coming your way. Steve's about to dive onto an Oreo.
Yeah, there's a throwing some Oreos here. One landed by us, and that sounds pretty darn good.
As it will be, Cedar Rapids Xavier taking on North Scott tomorrow morning in a 4A semifinal. We'll have that one for you on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And that will be coming up tomorrow, and that will be at 9:45. That'll be followed immediately by the Marion Indians taking on Pella in the rematch of last year's terrific state semifinal, except we'd like to have it a little bit more terrific this year with the red and gold coming away with a victory.
Yes.
But we'll see how that plays out tomorrow against a very good Pella team. That'll be about 11:30 tomorrow, and then you and Alex Kuhn are going to have West Des Moines Valley and Iowa City West tomorrow. And that will be coming your way at approximately 3:15 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And then tomorrow night on the FMs, it'll be Springville and Turkey Valley, the 1A state championship. Springville won earlier today, this morning. They beat Kingsley Pearson. Regina ran in also into a buzzsaw, kind of like CPU is right now. They ran into a very hot-shooting Western Christian team, and they ousted and gave Regina their first loss of the year. As both teams back out onto the court here. Next week's boys state basketball tournament, we've got four teams to cover for you. We'll start things off with North Lynn on Monday. Looking forward to that. 12 noon on 107.5 and 106.3 for North Lynn and Maple Valley Anthonoto. And then Tuesday at about 3:30, it'll be the Xavier Saints starting to defend their championship as they will take on Muscatine. Or no, I beg your pardon, not Muscatine, Mount Pleasant.
Mount Pleasant, yep.
And that will be coming up on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday.
Muscatine ran into a buzzsaw.
Yes, they did. They ran into a buzzsaw. Then on Wednesday, we've got doubleheader action in the afternoon on 107.5 and 106.3. Iowa City West, number one seeded. They will take on Newton, followed by Kennedy and Hempstead for the second time this year. MVC foes going at it. That's next week's boys state basketball tournament. Well, if you're CPU, just come out, play like your hair's on fire, and pretend it's a tie ball game.
Yeah, you know, and that's what you got to do. You can't rush things right now because they have time. They just got to figure out who's going to stop. I mean, try to stop Ruffridge right now because switching's not going to do it because you're going to get a mismatch every time somewhere. Well, who's really a matchup for her? But they need to lock on there, and I think they need better help side, and they're just going to have to say, let the other people beat us. Offensively, you know, when they work the ball around Scott and they're running their offense, they got some really good looks. But they got them kind of off their rhythm, so it was hurried up, one pass shot or no pass shot, and that's not center point's game.
CPU with Adriana Catcher, the state cross-country champion from the fall as a freshman. Olivia Brecht, Lamia Sisk, Allison Woldridge, and Callan Fox, the five for Philip Klett. And for Pocahontas, they'll bring Grace Myers with two fouls back in. Faith Meyer, Grace Meyer, Ellie Ruffridge in there along with Peyton Gerland and Olivia Allers to start the second half. We're underway. High-low attempt, and it's thrown away. Nobody was home. CPU with their ninth miscue of the evening. And Pocahontas will bring it up. They'll go to the basket to our right. Off the clear out. Meyer on the drive. In all the way. Leaner good off the glass. Right of the lane.
Boy, and there's someone averaging 13 points a game also. So who do you try to stop?
And Pocahontas extends it out to 20. Inside Woolridge. Turns, fires, and hits.
Yep.
Chance of the three-point
and
play.
And where was she? On the block. And that's where she's going to have a chance to get some better looks and draw some fouls.
Second on Faith Meyer, team foul number one. And Allison Woolridge with one. Missed it, but chased down by Olivia Brecht. And CPU will get another crack at it. Catcher fakes the three. Now drives in the lane. Running one-hander. Too strong off the back iron. Rebound CPU. Back up short. Catcher tied up by Ruffridge. Oh, one had a jump ball. The other had a foul.
Wow.
Foul's going to be on Ellie Ruffridge. Well, that's not going to make the folks behind us very happy.
No,
as that's, you can hear.
That seemed to be like an obvious.
Inbound to Woolridge, layup good off the inbound play. And Woolridge with two quick buckets on the other end. Gerlitt fouled as she took it right at the pointers.
Well, and if you're Pocahontas running the floor, if your head is not looking back at the ball, you're going to get a ball from Ruffridge right in the back of your head.
Fox will pick up the foul, and free throws coming up for Peyton Gerland. As we mentioned, they are a good free throw shooting team, but first one's no good. One more coming up for Gerland. 80% on the season for a team that shoots 76%. Second one also no good. Woolridge the rebound for CPU. 45-29, Stormont Pointers bringing it up. Cross-court pass left of the circle. Sisk, spin move, takes it left, free throw line. Now backs it out, top of the circle against Faith Meyer. Right side, Woolridge fakes the three, takes the free throw line, kicks cross-court to catcher, a jab step. Back to Fox, looking inside, pass deflected right back at her by Allers. Now they drop it inside to Woolridge, posting up, turns, fires, can't get the shot to go. Fox tried to keep it alive, Allers the rebound. Up court it comes, Ruffridge, two on two. Ellie all the way down, layup good. Created the contact, just lowered the shoulder on catcher.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was going to say. She created the contact, and that's...
I don't think it's a foul when you do that. I've never thought of it.
Yeah, I thought, but boy, what a good job creating contact and finishing.
And the free throw up and in. Catcher gets her third foul. That's 33 for Ruffridge. 13 to go until she ties the record. 48-29, 19-point Pocahontas lead. They dump it left in the lane to catcher. Two-person game. Back it comes to Woolridge now. Brecht up top, fakes. Now she'll step back for three. Barely caught the iron. Rebound, though, to catcher. Underneath, shovels it to Sisk. Leaner off the glass. Rimming, hanging, and won't go. hung on the back iron for 4 seconds. Here comes Ruffridge, weaving through traffic. Crossover, lost her footing, went down hard, missed it. Here comes Woolridge. Allie the other way. She'll go coast to coast. Kick to catcher. Offensive foul, I think, on Woolridge.
Yeah.
Penetrated too far. And the third foul on CPU. First on Allie Woolridge. 48-29 Pocahontas. 5:40 to play here in the third quarter. Ruffridge bounce up top. Faith Meyer yo-yos and dribble out there. Brecht on her. Picks it up. Goes to Gerland. Ball fakes. Drive. Penetrates. Shot rejected by Woolridge. Who waited for it. Up court pass to Sisk.
Gotta go.
Sisk will take it all the way down the lane. Runner up short. Got her own rebound. Puts it on the floor. Turns. Forced it up and was fouled by Allers.
Yeah, I tell you, when you got daylight at your center point, you gotta go. You gotta go. You can't work the ball around if you got an opportunity to score.
And that'll put Lamia Sisk on the line for center point Urbana. 48-29. Free throw number one. Good on the line drive attempt by Lamia. She'll have one more coming up. 73% shooter on the year. Second one also flipped up and good. Pressure by the Stormin' Pointers.
I like it.
They try to trap in the backcourt. They come up with a steal. His catcher came up with a steal to Sisk off the glass with it. No. And the rebound to Pocahontas. Allers gets it, and then Breck to reach in foul in the backcourt. Her third and already the fourth team foul. Put on CPU.
Well, and that's already the third or fourth miss by Lamia Sisk that were right there point blank, and you got to knock those down in these type of games.
And Sisk picks up another foul. That's her third back-to-back. And Lamia picks up her third. 48-31. Pocahontas with the ball in the lead. Ruffridge walks it up. Comes right off the high ball screen. Stop and go dribble. Had it poked away that time. Picked back up by the Indians, and Ruffridge got tripped. And another foul. Hope you didn't have early dinner plans tonight, Steve.
Yeah. No, not really, unfortunately.
That's four on Brecht.
You know, Ruffin just knows how to draw fouls and make things happen.
Does.
Boy, you don't see that very often either.
It's a lost art.
It is a lost art.
And there's an offensive foul on Pocahontas.
Yep. The foul on coming through a screen.
Jerland. Team foul number four. Under five to play, third quarter, 48-31. And CPU with the basketball. They go in the high post to Fox. Turns, puts it up, and scores.
Yeah, that's where they have to make their money right there, Scott, is in the lane.
Down to 15. I say that kind of with a twinkle. Step back jumper right through by Ruffridge for three. Her eighth triple of the ball game. On the drive, Sisk throws it up wildly, no good. Fox with the rebound and was fouled.
Her center point has done a lot better job hitting the boards. Right now, the five offensive rebounds already just this quarter.
Weidauer picks up the foul. And that'll be team foul number six. So CPU is going to be shooting. Both teams are the rest of the way. Fox's free throw is good. She's got seven. Maddie Wilson comes in. Sisk comes out. And back in, Allers for Pocahontas for Weidauer. Free throw number two on the way right through for Callan Fox. 8 points, four in the quarter. 4:20 to play here in the third. Ruffridge in the backcourt, trapped. Dribbles out of it in a hurry, goes between the legs with it. 51-35, center pointer banded down by 16. Ruffridge, stutter dribble, angling right. Taking right of the lane, cross court pass now. Meyer on the drive and a kick. Grace, back it comes. To Meyer for three and hits. Grace Meyer to Faith Meyer to Grace Meyer.
And there's another one averaging 9-10 points a game as well. So very balanced scoring.
54-35. Fox will step out for a three. Missed it badly in the rebound. Out of there to Grace Meyer. Lost it going up court. She'll retrieve it. Back to Ruffridge behind the screen. Thought she was going to take that, turned it down. Ruffridge hands it back to Faith Meyer. Now to Grace, drives the lane, too hard off the glass. Rebound comes out, picked up by Milliken, who's into the game. Milliken through traffic, driving a kick to the baseline. Wilson, a jumper, in and out, no. Fox tried to keep the rebound alive and tipped it off the hands of Faith Meyer and out of bounds. Dufault back in for CPU. It'll be ball out of bounds. Right of the glass in front court for center pointer Banna. And lob it in over the top and over the head of Dufault. A turnover. That's the 11th on the Stormin' Pointers. 54-35. Pocahontas shooting 51%. CPU 34%. They work the wave with Faith Meyer. Circles it in the corner. Now brings it back out top. Ran into Ruffridge. Now she'll hand it back to Ellie Ruffridge. At the left point. Here's Ruffridge. Ruffridge, stop and go move. They got Woolridge back on her again. Good pass inside. Turnaround one-hander good on the post-up by Jerlitt, who's only 5'9".
Yeah, and she did a good job posting up. That was technique all the way.
Quick shot. Quick release.
Very.
All these Pocahontas players with quick releases. 56-35. Woolridge, a jab step up top. puts it on the floor. Woolridge on the drive, stops, fakes, kicks it back over to Wilson. Wilson drives in, layup too strong off the glass, offensive board for Milliken. And back it comes to Woolridge. Woolridge fakes, spins in the lane, got doubled, had it stripped and stolen.
There it is, those hands again.
Meyer all the way, coast to coast, and gets the layup. Faith Meyer with five timeouts, center point Urbana. Biggest lead of the night for Pocahontas. We'll take one as well, 205. No, we won't. We'll stay here. It's a 30. It's a 30. That leaves CPU with a couple timeouts remaining. And they're just running into a good team on a hot night tonight with a very good player.
Well, and you look at Rufford, Scott. She's not. Yeah, she's scoring a little bit this quarter, but she's getting her teammates involved, and that's if she's just doing what it needs to do in it right now. Or
Pocahontas, one loss of the year, and that was to Nevada, 4A school, who was number one, or I should say number two in Class 4A behind Marion. And they lost big in the first round of the tournament to North Scott. Under two to play, third quarter. Defoe to Wilson in there along with Woolridge. Sisk is back in there for CPU and Milliken. Woolridge takes it to the free throw line, brings it back out. Long bounce and an offensive foul going to be charged to CPU. Maddie Wilson. And that'll be her second. Team foul number seven on the Stormont Pointers. Ruffridge walking it across the timeline, coming off the high ball screen. Stutter dribble, drives baseline all the way underneath the bucket, and it was tipped out of bounds by Reagan Defoe.
Boy, Ruffridge likes driving baseline right now, and she's got caught driving baseline probably three or four times tonight.
They go back door to Ruffridge. Oh, missed the layup. Got her own rebound, but get fouled by Woolridge. She missed.
She missed. But drew a foul.
But it's a 1-1 for Ruffridge. She'll go to the line with 36 points. 46 is the record. And the 1-1 is on the way and good.
Soft. What a soft shot.
How do you think she'll do in college?
Good.
That's the big question.
Yeah, I think she'll do fine. She's got a quick release. Great ball handler, great passer. I think she's gonna do very well. You look at Madison Weekly, you think, oh, how, you know, size and everything else, and Madison Weekly's torn them up, and she's just as good.
60-35, and just like that, it's a 25-point lead. This was a close game. This was 17-14. Pocahontas out in front. And then Pocahontas has just gone batty since then, starting with a 12-0 run. 1 minute to play in the third. Sisk stutter dribble. Nice crossover on the drive and all the way. It scores.
There we go.
Turned the corner nicely.
Yeah, it's good to see her finish in one of those.
Eight for Lamia Sisk. 60-37. CPU still playing very hard. Ruffridge, wraparound pass inside to Jurlid, kicks to the corner to Meyer for three. Back iron, no. Rebound kept alive by Jurlid. They're not tall, but they're
scrappy.
They're scrappy.
Feisty.
They're not afraid to throw their bodies all over the place.
No.
Oh, and there's a blocking foul. Defoe didn't know that Jurlid was there.
No, no one communicated, and that's what happens when you don't communicate.
Defoe will pick up her first foul, and that's team foul number nine. And Peyton Jurlid on the line. 0 for 2 tonight, despite being an 80% foul shooter. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here tonight on KGYM. And the free throw swished through. Listening to high school basketball on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. Jurlid second, up and perfect. He's got nine, make it 11. 62-37, Pokey out in front by 25. Flip pass to Defoe. Turns to catcher in the corner. Adriana coming right. Takes it above the free throw line. Kicks to Olivia Brack. A couple of jab steps there. Inside, Woolridge posting up. Turns, puts it up, and scores.
Yeah, and that's what we talked about earlier, Scott. They're going to have to get her on the block more because there's definitely an advantage for Woolridge.
Meyer drives in, cut off, back out front, and the shot will not count. Didn't go anyway. Didn't get it off before the end of the quarter. Through three, Pocahontas leading center point Urbana, 62-39. We'll come back with fourth quarter action from Des Moines after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to coverage of the Girls State Basketball Tournament on KGYM Sports.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
Back with you here at the State Basketball Tournament in Des Moines. Worldwide, KGYMRadio.com. Hope you're enjoying this one here tonight. Meyer on the drive. Faith all the way in. Had it partially blocked from behind by Adriana Ketcher. Ketcher turns. Will take it all the way. Kick to the corner to Breck. Shot up short. No. Rebound chased down by Grace Meyer, who gets it out of there to her twin sister, Faith. And now Pocahontas will set it up with Ruffridge. With 38 points tonight, the all-time scoring leader in the state of Iowa. Spins away from trouble, ball handling, and a five-second count, they're going to say. Yeah, I would agree with Robert Maskey on that one. I'm not so sure. Turnover number nine. Through three quarters, Pocahontas right at 50%. 21 of 42. And again, 50%. And center pointer banner right now at 36% for the game. They dump it inside. Woolridge gets doubled. She takes it out top. I'd like to see her just go right up.
I would too. And I tell you what, you can tell they've scouted her to be outside and inside because the minute she got it down below, they double-teamed her.
Nice turnaround by Callan Fox in the middle of the lane. She's had a nice night with 10 for CPU. Ruffridge. Through traffic to the corner. Three, in and out, no good. Woolridge with the rebound. Up court it comes with Woolridge. Drives in on Aller. Stops from 17. Puts it up. Left it short. And the rebound kept alive to Fox. She'll turn. Fire. That's short, no good. And the rebound to Faith Meyer. 62-41. Pocahontas with the 21-point lead. They've led by as many as 25. Driving a kick, Jurlid fakes the three, steps in, high-arching 10-footer, way off the mark. Aller's the rebound and the put back for two from the weak side.
Pocahontas just seems to be right around the ball, wherever it's at.
Woolridge, double pump runner, no. Rebound, put back good by Fox. And a CPU timeout. Fox with 12, 8 in the half and 12 in the game. As this will be a full timeout, we'll keep it here with 6:08 to go. And again, tomorrow morning, Xavier and North Scott coming your way here on KGYM. We'll have it for you beginning at 9:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM for you. Followed by Marion and Pella. Xavier and North Scott similar, Steve, because obviously both play in predominantly 5A conferences and then drop down a class for the tournaments. And oh, by the way, it's an odd number year for Tom Lilly.
I've been part of his odd number years.
Yes, you have been.
there
have been a lot of takers for Tom Lilly's odd number years.
Oh boy, I tell you, you know, one year they I think they lost like three games and we happened to be one of their losses, and they're at state and we're not, and
driving home and run into Xavier after they win the title. And I said, oh, you guys lost two games. Who did you lose to? And they said this team and then Cal Pie High. So I started laughing. I'm like, still Cal Pie High is still around.
Not so much anymore.
No, not so much anymore.
Defense on Ruffridge causes the ball to go out of bounds, but they're going to say a foul on CPU in the last second.
I am having a hard time hearing their whistles tonight.
Babers picks up the foul.
And what'd you say the record was, Scott?
46.
46.
Ruffridge, 7-7 now from the free throw line. She'll have one more. She's got 39. She'll be the second player to get 40 in five-player state tournament history, and she got it. Now the big mystery is, are they going to keep her in long enough to get 46?
Yeah, that's going to be, those are always tough calls.
With 6 minutes to play. Babers dumps it inside. Right block, posting up. Fox goes around
nice
for the reverse.
Move.
No, just too strong.
Yeah, great move.
Great save underneath the assist. Layup good off the save from Allison Woolridge.
Yeah, great save by Allison Woolridge. Keep the ball alive and score.
66-45. CPU trying to trap everywhere. Faith Meyer hands it to Ruffridge at the center circle. Drives around Breck. Takes a free throw line. Now brings it back out right in front of us. Goes crossover. They'll work the weave. Meyer to Ruffridge. They're not in a hurry right now.
No, and you know what? If they're going to stop and try to foul him, they're going to keep it in Ruffridge's hands as much as they can.
Ellie out in front. Sis goes for the steal and commits the foul. That's her fourth. And Ruffridge to the line. Double bonus. She's got 40 and make it 41.
One of the Pocahontas fans just yelled, Ruffridge is down by four. She's down by three in her scoring. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Have you seen a game like this from anybody, Scott, in your time?
Not in the girls' side of things. Here's a steal. Allers, or make that Grace Myers stepping in front of the pass. Turnover number 14. Well, two times, actually, both in the boys' tournament.
Well, you don't see it very often.
They're just taking time off the clock, working that week, 4:44 to go, and Ruffridge fouled by Sis. It also helps that you get a few calls when you're on the program page. Front cover, and Sisk is fouled out.
Yeah, trust me, they know who she is.
They
and
know
sometimes
who she is.
That does go, and you know, some can say deservedly so. You know, she's earned that, and but boy, she knows how to draw fouls. That is a lost art, drawing fouls.
Been very well coached. Her dad, as we mentioned, an assistant for Pocahontas. They have probably spent a couple minutes in the gym.
Yeah, I'm sure she's gotten off a few shots in her time.
Ruffridge with one more, going for 44 and got it. So she's two away from tying the record.
Offensive rebounds.
Meyer drives cross court to Allers. Pump fake. Back out top, and Woolridge will hold it with 4:15 to play. 70-47, Pocahontas. CPU had one lead at 2-1. Got within three at 17-14, and then Pocahontas went 12-0, and they've never looked back, and Woolridge steals the ball away. All the way in, left the layup short, though. Rebound loose. Woolridge gets it right back. She'll step back for three, curls out. Rebound, Babers underneath, flips it back up. That's in and out, no good. And that is center point Urbana's night. In one little 10-second snippet. Catcher back in for CPU. Three opportunities there and couldn't get a layup to go.
No, and in these type of games, too, you just want to get something, and they foul her.
And they foul her Uffridge again.
Yeah.
And Milligan coach, didn't mean to.
And no, and the center point coach is looking like, no, and not her.
We're going to see the record tied. She's going to break it.
Yeah, and, you know, and this is game management time right now. I mean, you got center point keeping their starters in right now, so you just kind of game management and watch what the other team's going to do.
Free throw right through. There's 45. One more to tie. The all-time five-player record, and I think every camera is out.
Boy, amazing.
It's up. There it is, 46. For Uffridge, 72-47. Here's Catcher, a deep three, in and out from the right wing. Offensive rebound, Breck, back up and in, high off the glass.
Well, that's, I have them for 12 offensive rebounds this half. Center point has really done a great job. They call a foul.
They call a hold away from the ball.
They did on against Ruffridge will be the line. Here we go.
And Olivia Breck is fouled out with 3:28 to play. Guess who's going to the line? Ruffridge for the record. She's got two, and I bet she makes one. 72-49. And this will be for a brand-new five-player state scoring individual record. Up and right through. And there it is, 47. Still 3:28 to play in the game. Got them both. 48 for Ellie Ruffridge. That's 8 3-pointers tonight, 7 in the first half. Was just on fire. Lob pass too tall, out of bounds. Last touch by Pocahontas. And Sarah Simon will come in for CPU. The senior, 5'9", one of the few seniors in this program. In fact, the only one on the playoff roster. An inbound and a foul on Pocahontas. Grace Meyer picks up the foul. That's team foul number 6. And Allie Woolridge on the line. 16 points, make it 17. Well, the duo inside has done well for CPU. With 14 for Fox and 17 for Woolridge and a dozen offensive rebounds. Emily Drosty will come in now for center point Urbana, 5'8 junior. And as Philip Klett says, no more pressure. 74-51. Now the question is, how long does Ellie Ruffridge stay in the ballgame?
Yeah, I think if you're coach right now, you got to look at that. And you don't want a dumb injury or something that happens. But, you know, you also want to control the game and not have turnover fest either at the end. But you're probably going to see some of that coming up here soon.
Ruffridge turns the corner on the drive. Kicks it over to the baseline. Allers Jepper, no. And Woolridge had the rebound and fought for it with her own teammate, and it goes out of bounds. So first to 90 in the championship with Sioux Center. Favors in for CPU, and there goes Allison Woolridge. She'll get a standing ovation.
Well, and this is time now. You need to start subbing both teams here now.
Yep, and here comes a new five for Pocahontas. And they'll go back to the state championship game to try to win back-to-back titles. And a new record for Ellie Ruffridge of 48 tonight. The crowd chanting her name, the student section.
Unbelievable. I don't know what word you described what we just saw.
48 points. Off the inbound, they find Sullivan wide open. And she gets the easy layup. 76-51, 2:34 to play in the ballgame. Riley Clark has come in for center point Urbana. Bavers up top, driving a kick outside. Clark for three, short. And Defoe will chase it down in the corner and gets it to Simon. Back to Defoe. She'll try the jumper and got it. Reagan gets the jumper to go. 76-53. Oh, and Simon goes down hurt. Not sure what happened out there, and that's the last thing we need.
No, you don't want that.
Did not see it.
Well, she's grabbing her ankle.
Grabbing the ankle.
Yeah, which you're hoping that's what it is. You never want to see somebody grab a knee.
And, yeah, at least it's not a knee.
No. Hopefully she just turned it and
maybe came down on someone else or something like that. Not sure, but timeout with 2:10 to play here as they attend to the injured player.
Sure got quiet.
76-53, Pocahontas out in front with 2:10 to play in the game.
You know, they have Ellie Ruffridge with 12 out of 20. It's hard to imagine she missed 8 shots.
I don't recall that. But 8 of 12 from three-point land, and Simon's going to be helped to the bench. A tough way for her career to come to an end.
Yeah, and 16 of 16 from the free throw line. I'd be curious of what that record is, too. That's amazing.
Pocahontas is shooting 49%. Center pointer Banna at 36%.
Well, and Allison Woolridge, too. She's had quietly a very good game with 18 points so far and 11 rebounds. So nice double-double game going for her.
Turnover number 11 on Pocahontas as they get the five-second count. 2:05 to play here in the game. CPU going to absorb their first loss to a 3A team. Their previous losses, 2 to Marion and 1 to Grinnell at Rivalry Saturday. Drosty throws it up with the left hand, though. Rebounded by Jocelyn Johnson. Goes into the game for Pocahontas. Over in the left wing, 3 on the way, short by Daniel Newman. And it goes out of bounds with a minute 42 to play to the Stormont Pointers. And looking over at the bench, Ellie Ruffridge is going over the game with the two of the assistant coaches. Drosty, three-pointer, no. And it comes down in the hands of center pointer Banna. And Sydney Bavers gets it once again. And the ball goes out of bounds to Pocahontas. New players coming in for CPU. Bryn Hatzel will come in. Chloe Amer in for CPU. And also Peyton Kriegel into the game for Stormont Pointers. Driving a kick to the corner. No one's shy in this team. Sullivan, no. The rebound, put back.
Good.
See if that foul will go against. Chloe Naber will pick it up. Up. Minute 5 to play. She'll circle it left of the lane with 1 minute to go. Pass out front, stolen away. And all the way up, stopping, shooting, and scoring.
Nice play, good finish.
Was Haley Shivers or Shivers.
Well, and I like this too, Scott. Technically, you continue play, but they stop this in a game like this and let the other two subs come in. It's very classy.
She's only a freshman. Shivers, 5'10". Freshman. Drosty on the fake. Driving a kick out top. 40 seconds to play. Who's going to shoot it for CPU? 80-55. Pass tip. Picked back up. Back out top to Hatzel.
Shoot it.
Somebody got to shoot.
Yeah.
Drive and layup. Good by Riley Clark. That baseline opened nicely, didn't it?
It sure did, and it's good to see other kids get involved and score here at the end.
80-57. 12 seconds to play in the game. Ball tipped away and stolen. One last shot attempt for CPU up ahead. 3 seconds, Drosty, three-pointer short, comes down to Clark, she'll put it up and good at the horn. She got 2 buckets before the end of the game. Too little, too late, though. Pocahontas wins it 80-59 in a record-setting performance tonight by Ellie Ruffridge, the state's all-time leading five-player scoring leader. We'll come back after this break to wrap it up from Des Moines on a Thursday night after this on KGYM.
Wesley had IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Coming after my house, my car. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
Wesley called Optima Tax Relief.
Oh, they were great people. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-TAX-3181. 800-TAX-3181.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle and get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts, plus get double O rewards points on your purchase. Keep your engine clean with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
America, it's time for some straight talk. Lobster is really just a fancy way to eat butter. Nobody wants to read the poetry you wrote in college, and guess what? That low-priced unlimited plan those big wireless carriers want to sell you? It's crawling with mystery fees, overages, and other nasty surprises. So it turns out those plans aren't so low-priced after all. But look, there's a better way. Straight Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data with the first 5 gigs up to 4G LTE starting at just $45. That's half the cost with no contract. Plus, you don't have to worry about getting blindsided by mystery fees and overages. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Come on, it's time to stop being fooled. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Welcome back to Des Moines on the postgame show. After this 3A state semifinal, it will be Sioux Center taking on Pocahontas in the championship game on Saturday night, the early game beginning at 4 o'clock. Pocahontas with an 80-59 win over Center Point Urbana tonight. Ellie Ruffridge, a brand new state tournament record. Individual scoring with 48 points. Also, Steve, a new individual three-point record as she hit 8 threes in the ballgame tonight. Amazing.
There's no words. I've never seen that. I've seen great players. I've seen players have great halves. Allie Disterhoff, seen her many times take over games. But, boy, nothing like that. And just in the way she handles the ball, too, passes the ball, everything. I have not seen that, Scott, and this will be a memory for me. I know personally, just to say I saw that person, and I've never seen a game like that.
It's a team that's very hard to describe, and I told you that before the game. Coming off the bus, you're not going to be wowed by this team, but boy, can they play.
Are you wowed now?
I knew it. I was trying to describe them to you.
Oh man, I am totally wowed, and you know, I'm just as impressed with their teammates. I mean, boy, the scoring on what they do too to get, you know, they're averaging, you know, 12, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 points a game. Her teammates too. So, she's got help. It's not just her show, but it's like I said, like Marcus Page. I'll score when I need to, if you need me to score, or I'll pass it if you need me to. And tonight, she took over the scoring.
Take a look at that final scoring for Pocahontas. They go to 26-1 on the year. And Pocahontas area led tonight. Well, you guessed it, Ellie Ruffridge, the 5'4 senior. I think they're, what do they say, death and taxes? And Ellie Ruffridge winning Miss Iowa basketball this year is probably the biggest slam dunk that I think you're ever going to find in the sports world. Ends up with 48 points tonight, a new state tournament single game five-player record. And she did it on 12 of 20 shooting overall, 8 of 12 from three-point land, and 16 of 16 from the free throw line. Also got 7 rebounds and 3 assists in the ball game tonight. Remember, she's the all-time assist leader in the state of Iowa.
I don't know if you said this, 16 for 16 from the free throw line.
16 of 16 from the free throw line tonight for 48 points. Also in double figures, Peyton Gerland with 11 points. 5 points for Faith Meyer. Olivia Allers with 4. 4 for Kenzie Sullivan off the bench. 3 for Grace Meyer. And 2 for Kaylee Shivers. 4 center pointer Banna. 3 in double figures. They got good inside play tonight from Allie Woolridge and Callan Fox. When CPU got it inside, they pretty much were unstoppable. Woolridge ended up with 18 points tonight. 14 points for Callan Fox. Also in double figures, Lamia Sisk before fouling out tonight. She had 10. 5 for Adriana Catcher. 4 for Riley Clark. 2 apiece for Olivia Brecht, Reagan Dufault, and for Sydney Babers tonight for center point Urbana. CPU with 14 turnovers, officially 12 for Pocahontas. 9-8, Pocahontas won the bench scoring in this one here tonight. And for the game shooting, Pocahontas 25 of 51, 49%. Right at 50% from beyond the arc. They were 11 of 22 tonight from three-point range, 19 of 23 and 83% from the free throw line. Center pointer Banna tonight, 23 of 63 shooting at 37%, 1 of 17 from three-point range, and that is for 6%, 10 of 15 from the free throw line for CPU. They ended up at 67% there. How about your rebounding?
Well, the pendulum swung second half to center point. They were a lot more aggressive second half. Center point ended the game with 33 rebounds, and of those, 16 offensive rebounds. And they had 13 second half alone. Pocahontas tonight ended with 27 rebounds, and of those, 5 were offensive. So, both teams were aggressive. Both teams played hard, Scott. There was nothing that somebody just didn't play hard. They both played hard. It's just somebody like that has a night like that. I mean, it's just unstoppable. I don't know who that we've seen today would have stopped her.
Yeah, and you tip your hat. There's nothing more you can do. CPU tried everybody on her tonight. Allison Woolridge was on her a few times.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
just took 2 steps back and just shot it deeper.
Exactly. You're going to come out here, I'll back it up and shoot some more. And just an amazing performance for sure.
Yeah, it really was. And not to belabor that point, but I'm not sure anybody could beat Pocahontas in this game here tonight. It's going to be a terrific final in 3A between Sioux Center and Pokey coming up on Saturday afternoon evening. For CPU, they end the season at 22-4. And I know talking with Jeff Linder a little bit earlier on, he always comes out with his preseason rankings, and he was pretty confident CPU is going to be in the top 3 of 3A next year.
Yeah, that won't surprise me. They got everybody back, and, you know, they've had a great year. And you're going to see growth. Every year we've seen Center Point, they continue to get better every year, and that's what I expect the same thing next year. And I do expect them to be in the top 5 for sure.
And a good season for Center Point Urbana comes to an end at 22-4, and they make it to the semifinals for the second straight year in Class 3A, but they run into a buzzsaw here tonight in Pocahontas. Back with you tomorrow morning, breakfast at the well at 9:45, the Xavier Saints in action as 4A will get underway with their semifinals. We'll have back-to-back Metro games for you. It'll be Xavier taking on North Scott, and then after that it'll be Marion taking on Pella. That will be getting underway tomorrow at 9:45 in the morning. Those will be on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Later on, 5A state semifinals. It'll be West High taking on Valley, and that will be at 3:15 tomorrow, and that will be on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And then Steve and I back for the 1A state championship tomorrow night, Springville and Turkey Valley, the rematch, and we'll have it for you at about 5:30 coming up tomorrow night. Can't wait. It'll be fun. We're going to get some food.
Yeah, and then get some food. But I tell you what, it's been a fun day, and it's going to be a fun day tomorrow. And I'm looking forward to seeing Marion. I'm looking forward to seeing Xavier. And, boy, how interesting would that be if those two ended up playing each other for the championship?
An all-metro final. That would be terrific.
That would be great.
That would be terrific. We'll see what happens and transpires coming up tomorrow. Big thanks to David Schulte back in the studio. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. And thanks to all our great sports advertisers here on KGYM. We do appreciate it. So, for Steve Dozer, Scott Unash saying so long. Hope you enjoyed it from the U.S. Cellular Center. From the Wells Fargo Arena, it's a long day.
It's a long day. It's a long day.
From Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, as we saw history made tonight, 48 points, a new state single-game record for Ellie Ruffridge as Pocahontas beat Center Point Urbana tonight by a score of 80-57. This has been a sports presentation of KGYM, and so long from Wells Fargo Arena.
Wells Fargo in Des Moines.
Party at 7:30 Eastern. And quarterbacks will be headed to on-field drill Saturday. Who has the most to prove? The very latest from